Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you conquer the day, whatever life throws your way. Today, we're tackling a topic that's an avoidable failure. Yeah, that word can send shivers down your spine, right? But listen up, because I'm here to tell you failure isn't the enemy. It's actually a pretty darn valuable teacher if you know how to listen. Ever felt like you were cruising along, everything was peaky keen, and then bam. Life throws you a curveball. You know that feeling when you trip and stumble right in front of everyone? Yeah, we've all been there. But instead of letting it knock you down for the count, let's learn to navigate those moments with a little stoic grace, humility, and learning being our trusty companions. Now, before you go picturing some stoic sage sitting on a mountaintop, remember, this ain't about burying your feelings or pretending everything is fine. It's about acknowledging the setback, feeling the sting, then dusting yourself off with a newfound perspective. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a failure-flippin' ninja. First up, accept that failure is inevitable. Look, life's not a perfectly paved road. There are potholes, ditches, and sometimes even an occasional sinkhole. Accepting this reality right from the get-go takes a lot of pressure off. It means you can approach challenges with a sense of realistic expectation, knowing that setbacks are part of the journey, not a personal indictment. Think about it like this. Every champion athlete, every successful entrepreneur, every brilliant artist has faced their fair share of failures. It's not about avoiding them, it's about how you respond to them. Next up, view failure as an opportunity for learning. This is where the real gold lies, folks. Instead of seeing a setback as a dead end, think of it as a fork in the road. It might lead you somewhere unexpected, but that doesn't mean it's not a valuable direction. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What went wrong? Where could I have made a different choice? Sometimes the most significant breakthroughs come from those moments of aha. After a seemingly disastrous experience. Now, let's talk about embracing humility. This is where things get really interesting. Humility isn't about feeling small or inadequate, it's about recognizing that you don't have all the answers. It's about being open to feedback, admitting your mistakes, and constantly striving to learn and grow. Remember, even the smartest people in the world are still learning. Focus on what you can control. This is a classic Stoic principle, and for good reason. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control our reactions to those events. When things go south, instead of dwelling on the uncontrollable factors, focus your energy on what you can influence. Can you adjust your strategy? Can you seek support from others? Can you learn a new skill to avoid making the same mistake again? Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and humans are flawed. Mistakes are part of the package. Instead of beating yourself up over a setback, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you've got this. Here's a real-world scenario for you. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, and you totally bomb it. Maybe you stumble over your words, forget key points, or even trip on the way to the podium. Arch right? Instead of letting that moment define you, take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, learn from it, and move on. Next time, maybe rehearse more, focus on breathing exercises, or even consider practicing in front of a mirror. You got this. So, remember folks. Failure isn't the end of the story, it's just a chapter. A valuable one, at that. Use it as an opportunity to learn, grow, and become even stronger. Embrace humility, focus on what you can control, and be kind to yourself along the way. You're capable of amazing things, even when things don't go according to plan. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. And if you found something helpful here, leave a review, it really helps others discover the power of fortitude first. Until next time, keep pushing forward, even when the going gets tough. This is Brandon Cole, reminding you to be your best self, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.